chance. I was walking with my bag down the street to Harrison Ave. Summer's over, back to class, way before I had a sedan. Hit the bus stop and then glanced at the kids and then bam, I saw Britney for the first time. I was in a trance. Who the hell is this? New chick I never met, was friends with girls, but I hadn't really been attracted to nobody yet. But 8th grade was going crazy. This bitch was so amazing. Walked up and said, "Hi, I'm Dave," and then shit changed. She told me she just moved into town. I knew it, no doubt. I love this girl inside and out. Her beautiful smile, her hair and her style were driving me wild. We sat together on the bus, we sat together every lunch. She had me switching up to polos and ditching yo-yos. I went from moving solo, dolo, to being so old. B-S-E-double-S-E-D. Thought about her constantly on cause I burning her CDs, cause I saw her and she saw me. But back then I was gross. I do the most for a joke. I show my asshole to girls, and I just really wasn't the brand of guy that would get the girls. I had no facial hair, just curls, and all my friends had kissed a girl except me, and I just wanted to be realistic about it. I didn't want to mess the whole thing up, and I just loved being around her, so I took the best friend route. That shit was so fun, I don't care what any of you guys say. The hottest girl I ever met, tickling my arm, going to the mall with her, chatting on AOL all night. We talked about plenty things, everything we could, how her parents treated her and how she felt misunderstood. She would tell me shit on name in person that she never could. I talked her through it. I took a ton of pride up in the fact that I made her feel good. Started hanging out up in the basements, playing spin the bottle, watching her turn land on Jason. I closed my eyes until we played the nervous game where I would place my hand up on her breast over her bra. That was incredible, that was raw. I jerk off to that all fall. Winter snow days watching the television like come on, seeing what the hell they call. Hit the landline and I call, hope she picks up, not her mom. But she never know what's coming when you're young and you're in love. High school next year, this a problem. Sophomores, juniors, seniors, everybody saw her. I remember browsing Blockbuster with her when the senior cocksucker told her she looked beautiful, she blushed, he was popular. I just stood to the side and waited. Obviously they started dating. Harrison Ave just wasn't the same without her. The bus stop, he drove her to school in a car with rims and real big bass. Hated this guy, I hated their vibe, I hated his face. I waited for the demise, but it never seemed to happen. She was too attached and he latched on. Now she leaving my friend group, smoking, drinking with them dudes. Oh no, we are not ready for that. We got pizza by the slice, big ol' shout out to Frank's. That's where I was when I found out that they were having sex. I hit the beach just to meet her, but they already left, and her presence was missed, but she's still my best friend. Mozzarella sticks, I never sat with her at lunch. I strategized my hallway walk so I could see her some. The only class we had together, Spanish, what the fuck. I was Carlos, she was Mia. Why did they make us choose Spanish names, by the way? Isn't that insane? I digress. Of course he cheated on her, she would call me so depressed, but she kept going back. MapQuest and printing out directions, I designated drive to his parties. That shit was so, I was soft, I was pussy, I was weak, I was lame. But whatever, I'm in 9th grade, what the hell could I say? But one time I stayed home, his party got busted by the popo. It made me so happy. He got grounded and the dance was this week. I never went to those, but now she could just stay home with me. Why didn't I go to them? Okay, cause I was scared of getting boners on the dance floor. The whole thing was overwhelming, it was just a bizarre social situation. I didn't drink, everyone did, whatever. Back to the story, I was excited to just chill with her, return to our glory. Then she like, "Dave, wait, we should go to the dance together, just be my date." I'm like, "What?" She like, "Yeah." I'm like, I came and came, my brain just said yes. Popularity wise, this is a jetpack and I miss my friend. And obviously I was fully in love with her, so I said, "Okay, no problem." I got my suit with my mama, then we all met up at a fella's house to take a few pics. 16 girls, 16 guys, parents filming this shit. I pull up with my mama, oh my god, there's a problem. The fucking guy isn't grounded, he's really there with his arm around her. I couldn't believe it. She said that he showed up and surprised her. And then of course somebody's like, "We gotta take a wide pic." 33 people, only one had no date. My mama asking me why, but I felt way too ashamed, so I just lied. I told her that I knew this was happening and that everything was good and I could not abandon that, so I went with them. In the limo, in the dinner, macaroni grill, I'm the 33rd wheel, is this real? But it got worse. Right before the bill, a bunch of waiters and waitresses bring a cake to my table. They're all singing happy birthday to me. What? Happy birthday to me. Not my birthday, and of course this fucking restaurant has this custom where you gotta stand up on a table and wave a fucking napkin while everyone stares. I saw the older guys laugh, so I just played into it. I'm on the table dancing, embarrassed, but no one knew it. Except Britney did, and she had been drinking shit. The water bottle full of liquor lowered in my confidence. I said I had to piss, hoping that she would just follow me. She did, and I walked right past the bathroom into the parking lot where I told her. I told her everything on my mind, I told her everything. Every single song that made me think about her every day. Everybody said that we're just kids, but that never changed the fact that to this kid you were his everything. The next part I will never forget. She walked right up to me slowly, then she gave me a kiss. First kiss, oh, no way, no, oh my god. Then she said, "I love you too." I didn't believe her at first, I thought she was drunk. But then the next day she was singing the same song. She ran over to my crib and was all over me. We started kissing, touching, blushing, gushing. There was no humping yet, not then, but I would settle for love. Got my first hand job in a park, really came out the mud. I couldn't believe it, it was a dream. I planted my seed on Harrison Avenue yet again. I really did it, huh? And then all of a sudden it was done, just a month long, and then she moved on. I never knew someone could make you feel so right and so wrong, so good and so bad. Either way, I had what I had, and it showed me I was who I was, and that I was worthy of love.